This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are Fog Giants and the Fomorian.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gary, the facial expression and gesture that the Fog Giant is making, that's the M. Bison yes, right?
It's very similar, yeah. He looks like M. Bison had a baby with Gallagher.
An albino Gallagher baby?
Yeah. Yeah, like Gallagher 4, the secret attic Gallagher that they have that they don't show anybody else.
They just trot him out at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, could you imagine Thanksgiving at the Gallagher household?
I can. It would be like Oops All Uncles. Like, it's like nobody is nobody's brother. How are there so many uncles at this place?
So the only hook that the Fog Giants have is that they are the exact kind of person who would just out of nowhere challenge you to a push-up contest.
Yeah, they like a contest of skill.
Yeah,
contest. I thought these were the guys. We're gonna come up to some guys that have a game they like to play with each other.
Oh, that's the Stone Giants.
It's these guys actually.
Oh, really? Oh,
Fog Giants are proud of the they play Copsy. Which is called Copsy. It consists of the Giants pairing off to toss larger and larger boulders to their partners until one of the pairs misses its throw. What does that mean?
I don't understand. So like, okay, so you go until somebody dies or somebody misses.
Yeah. And if you're just tossing it to each other, like missing, like doesn't seem like what would happen.
Right. You know?
Like, especially with larger ones. But this is, they do arm wrestling. That's how they solve their things.
Right.
You know, Copsy, like, they kind of seem like solid guys. But these are not bad people.
No.
They just look like bad people.
They're just, like, neutral. Like, 50% good, 50% evil. Like, they don't fall on really any side in particular. I think that they're just kind of, like, caught up in the hustle a little bit is what it looks like. They appear to be, like, pretty civilized.
Yeah.
You know, like they're not, you know, they're taking care of their fingernails. They're taking care of their lairs. Like they're just kind of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 Yeah. And they hide in fog, like just because we have to have cloud giants and fog giants.
Oh, of course.
The same way we have to have rock giants and stone giants.
I mean, I would not trade this illustration for anything in the world or most things, I guess. it's a pretty good illustration, specifically because it's one of those ones like we're going to get to the invisible stalker. But this one's like, do we need to color this? Let's save $70.
This was originally the Uncle Giant, and then they turned him into the Fog Giant because they didn't color him. He's got a very weird concave set of abs.
Oh, you're right.
Like he's got, it's like, it looks like it would rotate out to show battle damage. it's like Skeletor's abs, like battle damage, He-Man's abs.
Yeah. I don't know if I have anything to add.
No, I mean it's a very weird illustration. Like if you don't ordinarily look at the illustrations for this, you should definitely do it for this entry because the Fomorian's pretty special too.
Yeah. I thought the Fomorian was going to be more interesting. Giants.txt. Because you look at the Fomorian and it's a little bit like the Broken One, right? Remember way back there in the mess when we covered the Broken One, where
it's like
the illustration or the name was more evocative than what we actually end up getting. This is just a giant that has deformities. Like this is a giant that would be thrown off of the cliff in Sparta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're super cruel. Right. Like there's this whole section about preparing a meal involves torture rather than efforts to improve its taste.
Right.
Like they're just, you know, gigantic, monsters, deformed monsters.
Yeah. And, you know, just to be caricatures of ourselves, look at how ableist this is. Partial list of deformations include misplaced limb, misshapen limb, misplaced facial feature, hunchbacked, bulging body part, drooping flesh, body part too big or too small, flapping ears, huge snout, large feet on short legs. What is that last one doing there?
They're clown DNA.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Jimmy. He's a Fomorian. He was born weird. He's a clown duck.
There's not much other than to them other than that they're like pure evil.
Right.
Like boy does the older I get, and we've talked about this a lot in the show, but the more the alignment system like bums me out.
Yeah.
Because it's so restrictive, you know, like just having to like place everybody into these things, like if they didn't have to spend all of this time talking about, you know, how cruel, like trying to impress me with how cruel and awful this thing is and depraved mm-hmm. it is, they could spend time on being like, you know, the question of like, oh, are these guys assholes because they're shunned by other giants? Or are they shunned by other giants because they're assholes?
I mean, do we have perspective on this, though? Because we're both like neutral good beta boys.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. the quiz on MySpace told me.
Yeah, no argument.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.